Walker told reporters in Eau Claire that he hoped his supporters would not let up because of yesterday's poll, likening it to his days of running track in high school.
I always, to win races in the 800 and the 400 meter dash, would always run hard. I would run all the way through the tape, about 10 yards ahead, knowing that the only way you were going to lose an election when you tried hard was if you finished too early. Never finish before the tape, always run hard through, and that's what we're going to do here, and I hope our volunteers will.
Burke's campaign said the poll confirmed what they had known for months, that this race was too close to call and that it was going to come down to turnout. Speaking to reporters in Green Bay just before the poll was released, Burke said it would not affect her plans down the stretch.
This is going to be tight. I think we've known for a long time that it's going to come down to November 4th. And so I'm just going to continue to make sure I get all around the state and that voters get a chance to hear from me directly about the kind of governor that I'm going to be and how I am going to lead Wisconsin forward.
The Marquette poll had Walker up 7 percentage points among likely voters. That's outside the survey's margin of error. The way Marquette's poll works, people have to say they're absolutely certain to vote to be counted as a likely voter. People who say they'll probably vote don't get counted in that group. Among registered voters, the poll was much tighter, with Walker up just 1. That was within the poll's margin of error. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.